You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
I think it was the most sensible decision that could be made. Of course, Judge Nkosi Natitele did emphasize that if the former president succeeds in his appeal to the Constitutional Court about, you know, his challenging the our successful invalidation of that private prosecution, then we'll be required to again appear in court if that private prosecution is reinstituted. But it just means that while that appeal process goes on, and it may take a very long time, we not expected to send ourselves or our lawyers to go and appear in court, which obviously means we don't have to spend that money and go through all that kind of effort. And it just means that his rights and our rights are preserved. And I think the judge, in the circumstances in which he found himself, did the best he could, you know, in the particular unique situation that this is.
Now, the President Ramaphosa succeeded in his challenge when he invalidated the private prosecution against him brought by the former president. So why is your case, the case against the former president, against you and Advocate Downer, dragging when it's one in the same?
Well, it's two very distinct cases. I mean, obviously, our case, one of the central reasons why the President Ramaphosa was successful in his case was that the court said that in order for him to be prosecuted, former President Jacob Zuma would need to convict Billy Downer and myself, and that it was only then that he, for example, could have been prosecuted as an accessory after the fact. But we embarked on very different legal strategies. Of course, the President Ramaphosa, you know, the private prosecution is in Joburg. We are in Pietermaritzburg. And we embarked on very different legal strategies. Of course, myself and Advocate Downer had to go to court. We had to appear in court. Everyone saw those photos. A lot of people were putting them all over the internet of us being in the dock. President Ramaphosa avoided that by preemptively litigating so that he wasn't forced to appear in court. And he subsequently did invalidate that private prosecution. And as the former president is in our case, the former president is attempting to appeal all of those decisions. But because Ramaphosa was never required to appear in court, his lawyers have been happy to let that private prosecution sort of just run from postponement to postponement. And we've seen the former president, for instance, having, I think it was last week, having a political gathering in relation to that outside the High Court. So, you know, we have an enforcement order in our case, which means the invalidation that we got, where the court said this was an abusive process, that stands while the former president attempts to appeal. Ramaphosa doesn't have that, so the former president can Zuma will appeal, but as such, because there's that interdict in place, Ramaphosa can't be forced to appear in court. So it's just very different legal strategies. Ultimately, former President Zuma can exercise his rights to appeal, but both us and the president are sort of protected from the consequences of being dragged in and out of court while that appeal process is happening. And while we have obviously won court victories to show that in both instances, those private prosecutions were abuses.
How much of a toll has this case taken on you as a journalist?
I think, you know, the fact of the matter is that it's a very difficult environment. You know this, that we work in. You know, we have huge amounts of misinformation. Journalism people, our colleagues, will simply report on court cases and be targeted. And unfortunately, you know, we know many journalists, it's not just me, who get targeted simply for doing their jobs. Mine was an extreme case. I hope people know that, you know, we do get a lot of vitriol directed at us, but there are a lot of people also who maybe keep quiet but actually really value what we do and know the truth. And I think, you know, I've really appreciated people just coming and encouraging and supporting. It has caused a lot of stress. I'm a type 1 diabetic. It did, you know, have physical repercussions for me. But ultimately, I am a Christian. I believe in God. And I don't think that God will ever put you through a struggle that he will not prepare you to face. And, you know, we have faced that. And now there's judgments in place that have already protected other journalists in other cases from this kind of targeted kind of harassment. And hopefully, you know, it may have happened to me, but it doesn't happen to anyone else. And if that's the case, then I think it was worth it.
News 24 legal journalist Karen Morn speaking to our senior producer, Ronald Peary. As you know, she welcomed the Pietermaritzburg High Court's decision to dismiss the former President Jacob Zuma's private prosecution against her and advocate Billy Downer. And of course, as you call it, she also mentioned there that these tactics might even go to the Constitutional Court now that the High Court has thrown it out. So when will this ever stop? That's the question.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.